Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 447 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 29, The Flute.
Aired on September 21st, 2002, written by Catherine Torpy and directed by Worth Keeter.
Toa.
Go Katie Toa.
It's Christmas bounty season, Josh. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, I'm very well aware of this.
It is Christmas bounty season. I have it on a digital video disc.
Christmas Bounty, Christmas Chronicles.
Oh, man, why isn't there a sequel to Christmas Chronicles?
Because that was all the Chronicles.
Chronicles, plural, they did one. I should get one every year until I die. Or Kurt Russell dies, whichever happens first. Honestly, I hope it's me. I don't want to live in a world without Kurt Russell. A new movie called Klaus just came out. It's like an animated movie. It looks beautiful. I haven't watched it yet. But it's basically about a postman helping a magic toy maker become Santa. And like, nice. How with their powers combined, they are Santa Claus.
I love a good you have to be the new Santa story. Ernest Saves Christmas is the same way.
Ernest Saves Christmas is very good. I think this is not you have to be a new Santa. It's you have to be the first Santa.
The first Santa.
Yes. This is how Santa came to be. It's actually two. One's the delivery guy. One's the toy maker.
Yeah. Santa Claus is like coming to town.
Yeah. It's anyway, tis the season.
Yes.
So...
I have a whole slew of Christmas movies at my fingertips because I have the Hallmark movie app.
100 Hallmark movies that are all the same. They're all about a baker who has a small business.
It's like, which blonde with wavy long hair are you watching today?
Which former step-by-step cast member is going to be in this one?
Hey, both Stephanie and DJ Tanner are in multiple Hallmark movies,
Stephanie Tanner? Not Stephanie. Yeah, Stephanie's the middle one, right?
DJ's the oldest, Stephanie's the middle.
I know...
Michelle's the baby.
And Michelle is the Olsen twins, yes. What is her name?
Jodie Sweetin.
I was like, Jodie... And that's all I had. I might have to get me.
Also, Gretchen Wieners is in like 1 million Hallmark movies.
Oh my God. Gretchen Wieners loves doing a Hallmark movie. If she's not on a Hallmark movie about being an elementary school teacher, she's in a Lifetime movie about being murdered by her boyfriend. Those are the two things she does nowadays. Also, she's in a lot of Christian movies. So I guess good for her. Anyway, if you're new here, this is not a Hallmark / Christmas movie podcast, despite what you may have heard. We pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should because I want you to.
I'm going to say, because the last couple episodes look, they're not great.
Not the cream of the crop.
But I do think that Wild Force is worth a watch.
I think so. I was thinking about this today. Because Lightspeed Rescue is the first, like, post-Zordon era one, and that was very good. And then Time Force is also the first, like, post-Zordon era, or the second, I guess, post-Zordon era.
They can't both be the first.
They can't both be first. That's not how it works. And that's also very good. And, like, Lost Galaxy is also kind of post-Zordon. There's not, like... Bulk is in it and Phenomenous, but that's about it.
They're in half an episode. Like they're in it for maybe two collective minutes.
I think collectively across the entire runtime of the series, they are in maybe 10 minutes. Yeah. That's not a lot for them. Why would you send Bulk to space and not have Bulk on the show?
I swear, like 8 minutes of that is the first episode of them trying to get on the show.
Get on a plane, yeah, yeah. And then Time Force is like obviously very good. It's my favorite season of Power Rangers. It's like a top notch. It's top notch television, not just Power Rangers, but like good kids TV. And then Wild Force is this like weird, like post Chip era, the first post Judd Chip Lynn era show. And so it's like really weird, but it's charming in a lot of ways. Once you get past just the utter boot filth that you gotta walk around. Because, like, a lot of it is just, like, a dirty kitchen floor. But, like, some of it is, like, very charming.
The linoleum underneath, pretty nice.
Oh, wow. So good. So maybe you should watch it. Anyway, we're going to go watch The Flute right now.
Wild Time.
Wild Time.
we're back. And we just watched The Flute.
Sure did.
And boy.
The whole thing.
We had to for our job.
For our job.
But you don't have to. But I recommend that you do.
Yeah. To get the whole breadth of Power Rangers, you really should watch these bad episodes too.
Because what an episode it was.
HeyJakeandJosh.com, that's our website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through In Space. You can also go to our classic feeds, listen to old episodes up through Terp currently. And they are all in a podcatcher that you don't have to download each individual episode onto your computer and then manually put it on your phone or whatever from.
Or stream it from the website on your phone, but like you can't close it.
But you can't close it, and if you're not on Wi-Fi, it's just going to scrummy down on your data.
Tasty, tasty data.
Mm, for beverages and snacking. I forgot how to go forward. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Panova Podcasts. We're on Google Play sometimes. We're on Stitcher, Podknife, Podbay, Podbaby, Pod Karina. Of time. I don't have a joke to go with that.
I don't know. It's very specific in that you only listen to Ocarina of Time podcasts.
Yeah, of which there's at least two that I know about.
Or any episode of a podcast that is about Ocarina of Time.
Okay, so some of our episodes you can probably listen to then.
Skirt the line.
We mention it. Like several times over the past 450 episodes. I really want to sneeze so bad, but it won't come out of my face. I can feel it in my nose hairs and it's driving me buggy. Come on, man. I hate this. I'm in hell.
It's never going to come out. This is going to make for a great episode.
I'm going to be on edge the whole time. If you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that'd be great. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/AJKJosh. I can feel it. It wants to sneeze, but it won't. It's like when you are trying to think of a word and you can like feel that. Like when I couldn't think of Jodie Sweetin earlier and I was like, ah, oh, right there. But it's that, but in my nose. Oh, I hate this. Anyway, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. Early episodes, bonus episodes, Ted Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, Discord, all sorts of things. You can go over there and check out and help support the show for when we have to watch episodes like The Flute. And it's a Monday episode, so we don't have to do anything else. We can just jump right in.
Heck yeah. I can't wait. This is my favorite episode.
I love it so much. We start off. And it starts off in a really fun way that I was really enjoying. And then then the dirty boots on the floor come in. And now there's crumbs all over the god carpet.
Then your dad comes in from a long day of mudding.
Oh, speaking of my dad, we're about to record a Pokemon episode after this. And Meowth looks just like my dad. So we start off with Cole on a stroll. And he's just walking around, and he sees a trash can, and there's a bunch of pigeons around. At first, I was like, oh, he's going to go pick up that trash for the earth. But no.
No, see, he leaves the trash for the pigeons.
So he can talk to the pigeons. He comes up, he's like, which one of you pigeons is in charge here? And I guess they're all like, he is boss.
Who's the boss pigeon?
Which one of you is the boss pigeon? And boss pigeon, this like white salt and pepper one's like, me. And so he picks the pigeon up in his hand. And he's like, hey, have you seen a boy?
That's a real pigeon, too.
Yeah. And he's really holding it and talking to it. And he's like, you have seen a boy? He's like, yay tall, brown hair, brown eyes. And the pigeon, I can only imagine, is like, well, that's a lot of little boys. anything else you want to tell me about this kid? Because brown hair and brown eyes are pretty common. And he's like, well, you saw him a week ago? Well, if you see him again, let me know.
Yeah. Pigeon's like, actually, now that you mention it,
I have seen that kid. He's like, cool. Well, if he comes back, let me know. And he puts the pigeon down. And Danny and Max come out, and they're like, we've looked everywhere. We can't find him. And then we cut to two nutties dressed as waiters with a big room service platter
Yeah. That usually has like a full roasted chicken in it.
Yeah.
With all the fixings.
All your faves got stuffing. It's got those little caps on the Tootsies.
Yeah, you got to have the Tootsie caps.
To keep the dead chicken Tootsie toe warm.
Don't you ever eat a chicken without Tootsie caps.
No.
You animal.
animal?
We live in a civilization.
We are a civilized people. You might as well be eating with your hands.
The hell are those?
I don't know. Decoration? Are they so you can grab the legs and not get chicken grease on your hands?
But they only cover the little, like, bone.
You little get a Tootsie.
Just pinch it a little bit.
And then you can hold it by that when you eat the chicken leg so you don't get grease on your hands.
Until you take a bite and it pulls the Tootsie off.
And the Tootsie comes off. You got a chicken leg hanging from your mouth. You look like a damn fool. And so these waiter nutties come over and they put this thing down, and Toxic Engineers are also right there, and they are dressed as chefs, and they, including the big hats that look like the things you put on the chicken tootsies.
Oh, it's just tiny chef hats.
It's little chef hats.
Like, we had a little bit of fabric left over, so we made these little hats for your chicken tootsies.
Yeah, we had, these were display models. So on your chicken tootsies.
For your Ken dolls. For your Barbie dolls.
So they pull the tray open, and there's just this big metal contraption in there. And Jen talks is like, we know how much you love things human make to eat them. You love that. So this is some car parts, a washing machine engine, and some wires from an AC unit.
But she presents it like a chef presenting their new fancy meal that they made.
This is like Iron Chef.
Yeah.
Like 100%. This is exactly the same things they say in Iron Chef.
The special ingredient is a washing machine engine.
Hey, is the AC parts ready? Oh, okay. We'll make do. So they're like, oh, I can't. I'm gonna eat this so good. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. All my many mouths are gonna get down on this, and we're gonna eat it so good. And then they hear a song start playing from heaven. Hear a song from on high.
It is okay. So the orgs are like, this sucks. I hate it.
This song sucks so much. I can't eat anymore.
I have no appetite for this washing machine and AC parts.
Which I thought they were supposed to be like wrong and the bad guys, but they're not saying anything incorrect.
I think they're in the right for maybe this whole episode.
I think so. It's Shayla and Merrick's "Don't Toilet" song that they play.
And Toxica's like, oh, they sing that nasty song every morning.
Every
it's gross.
Morning,
and it's so loud that it echoes over the whole city.
The Earth can hear it. Kite can hear it. He's on the ground somewhere, and he's crying about how bad it is.
Why does this song make me cry? I can think of a reason.
And they're like, oh, I hate this. And then we get an establishing shot of the Animarium, so we know we go up there because it's a place we've never seen in the Animarium. It looks like a park.
It's the deer's house.
Yeah, I guess it's like the deer park on the Animarium, and it's on its little hill. It's like kind of bobbing back and forth to its favorite jam, the Song of Animaria, and they're just playing it. And we get a whole fish concert of them playing this dumb song.
Yeah, we get like half the song, and there's a weird like look at Merrick ogling. Shayla.
He's like eyeballing Shayla, but it's also like a close-up on him blowing into a flute.
But he's also, I don't think he knows how to play a flute in real life.
It's 10 a.m. I don't need to see that early.
Because he's holding it, and he's got his fingers over some holes, but he's not moving his fingers, but the sounds are changing.
He moves his finger. I was watching this. He's blowing in time, because the flute part is just the melody. It's just like the words,
right?
You know, but like in note form. So he's blowing in time, and he's moving his fingers sometimes, but not as often as he should, and definitely not in a way that I think would make the flute change the way it sounds like it is. So they're like, we get the whole thing, and then we cut down, and Kite's crying, and then we cut to a music store, and an org spirit floats in and possesses an ocarina.
It's a flute.
It looks like an ocarina.
It's an ocarina. The head of this monster, the head and mouth area, is literally the fairy ocarina.
Like 100%.
So congratulations. You can listen to this episode on podcarinaoftime.com.
Podcarina of Time might also be just a Zelda podcast at some point.
Probably.
I feel like. Because there's two that I listen to. Well, there's one that I listen to and one that I'm trying to listen to that's a little dry. Tandem Legends, very good. Book of Midora, kind of dry. It's the most clinical possible version of what they're trying to do.
I tried Book of Midora and I could not because there was that show had no personality.
I'm trying. I want to. It's hard though. But Tandem Legends is really good if you haven't checked it out.
I haven't. Maybe I'll look into that.
It's Joe and Shannon. And Joe has played games, and Shannon has not. She's like a little familiar from like her brother playing or something like that. But they're playing the games separately, and then they come and do a podcast about it. So every episode is about like a portion of each game, and they're going in timeline order. So they start with Skyward Sword, which is a game I would much rather listen to or watch than play ever again in my life. So, but yeah, I recommend it. It's a Jake stamp of approval on that one. I think they're in Majora's Mask now, so you got plenty of stuff to catch up.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so Ocarina Man comes out. He starts playing his flute, which looks like a Dr. Seuss flute.
It's like the Sword of Darkness version of Merrick's flute.
Right. It's like twisted.
Has like
and
an extra
weird
appendage coming off of it.
Yeah, it's got a sub flute dipping out. And so he starts playing it, and then we cut over to Shayla and Merrick. And they start hearing this bad flute music that I think is actually at least interesting. It's not like good.
It's a better song, I think.
I think I would rather listen to this every morning play from the heavens than their song, at least. And so it starts playing, and Shayla's like, Merrick, what are you doing? And he's like, that's not me. It's like, yeah, right. You hate playing the flute with me, don't you?
This part is great because the flute monster is not casting a spell.
No.
It's just playing its flute loud enough for them to hear it. And immediately Shayla's like, Merrick, you suck at the flute. You're a terrible musician and I hate you and I never want to look at your stupid face.
Yeah, it is like snap and she flips out. Because it's literally 1 second from her hearing it, looking over at Merrick, Merrick going, hey, what's that? Stopping. And then the flute music is still playing and she's like, You suck at being a musician. I never want to sing with your flute ever again.
Yeah, like Merrick is just like, whoa, what are you yelling
at
me for? Like, and she's like, I knew you didn't want to spend any time with me. You'd never come to visit. I hate you. The same way you hate me, you stupid idiot.
And then she storms off like a petty child. And he's like, what the fuck? And the bad flute is still playing which you think would alert her to maybe something else is going on, but she's just so amped to be mad at him.
And then Merrick like looks up at the deer zord like, what the hell? And the deer zord's like, I don't know, man, and hops away. Like, I'm not getting involved in this.
this ain't my – I mean, it is exactly your fault, the deer.
You stopped before you finished my song, you asshole. I'm out of here.
You are the jerk. Flies away. So we cut back down to Mandalok, and they love it. They're like, oh, this is the music I want to hear. Go find whoever's making this. And they're like, yes. And this is Sentai footage, and one of the chefs is Jindrax, and the other chef has a pink wig on, and I don't think it's Tatsuka in the Sentai footage. So then we cut to the Animarium, and Alyssa comes down this side. She comes out from wherever, and there's just Shayla.
Yeah, she comes out from her bedroom, I think, because she's in her jam jams.
Yeah, and Shayla's just sitting on the edge of the pool, pouting and crossing her arms like a petulant child. And she's like, Shayla, what's up? Aren't you supposed to be singing your terrible song with Merrick right now for the deer? And she's like, I never want to play with him again because he sucks at music. And also, I think he's a jerk.
Yeah, she's like, he is selfish and immature and a dink. And I hate him. And I never want to see him again. And it's like, but she pouts it. She pouts it at Alyssa. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I think Shayla's the bad guy.
Shayla's definitely the bad guy. She let the sexual tension build up too high. And now it's boiled over.
She thought playing a flute with a guy would be good enough, but it apparently it wasn't. So then we cut back to Ocarina Man hypnotizing a bunch of kids in a on a playground. They're all doing a weird dance, sort of. They're all doing it as best as these children can.
It's when I read the description that says makes them dance uncontrollably, this is not what I pictured. This, like, super choreographed 1, 2, 3 to the left, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. It's just boring. It's a lame, boring dance. And they make it like, oh, you're wearing those kids out. They're so tired from doing your dance. But it's not like a demanding dance in any way.
It's like the it's like you could YouTube like morning yoga stretch for beginners, and it's this dance.
They're just doing yoga. They're not even dancing.
It's barely dancing. It's just like stretch to the right, stretch to the left, do a little hippie shake, get those hips loose.
Now we're gonna transition into a sun salutation.
Now, okay, child pose. Get on the ground. So rangers show up. Ocarina does not work on the flute. It's very important to call its instrument a flute.
He is an ocarina. The instrument is a flute.
The flute does not work on them, which they say, like, good thing it doesn't work on us. So then they attack it, and they all hit it with their weapons all at once. And the Ocarina Man flies back, and he's like, oh, crap. Oh, this is bad. And then the rangers all get blasted, and Tactica and Jindrax are there, and they're like, get over here. We're going to get you out of here.
It's crazy to me that they, like, blasted them from behind a Jersey barrier. And we're like, quick, we gotta get away. They will kill us if they find us.
And there's, like, some smoke, and then they, like, get away, and the rangers just, like, sit up, and they're like, what was that? Who did that? Oh, it's gone. So then we cut to the lair. They bring in – this is really kind of weird. So they bring in Ocarina Man. They throw him on the ground. They're like, kneel, peasant, because he's a new orc, so he's a peasant, I guess. And then Mouth Orc is like, what's your deal? What are your special skills? And he's like, well, I make kids dance, but if I have more power, I could make everybody dance. And Mouth Man's like, well, okay, yeah, let's just get you some more power then. And Toxica and Jindrax are like, we know what that means. And start like running away. and they get stopped, and they guess they siphon the Toxica and Jindrax's energy out of them and puts it into Mouth Orc or Ocarina Man.
Yeah. So now he can make grown-ups dance too.
Yeah. So that's a thing now. We cut from there to like a town bazaar where Cole's like walking through some stuff and Kite's following him and Cole like can tell, and he like there's a mirror and he like boops it down and he can see Kite and he's like, okay. So he walks up to this ice cream vendor and is like, two ice creams, please.
Two fudge pops.
And then so he gets them, and then he like 360 no scopes it to to Kite. And Kite's like, what? And he's like, you like ice cream? He's like, yeah. He's like, cool, let's go. And I also really like Cole's acting right now. It's like very genuine.
Yeah, he does a pretty good job in all of his scenes with Kite.
Yeah. Cause like I think like Taylor did in the Bare Necessities, like I think it's really easy to be like, well, little kid, what do you do? You know, but like,
yeah,
they just like engage with them on their level in a way that like feels very real, and I enjoy that. Oh, so they like walk away, and then we cut to the Animarium, and Alyssa's telling the other Rangers, the other three Rangers, about how Shayla was being really weirdly pissy this morning. And they don't say anything except Danny's like, oh, I love that song. So I can no longer trust Danny.
Danny says, oh, I love that song. And Max looks at him like, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
Max doesn't get a lot, but he does some good work in this episode.
Later when he's dancing, he is doing my favorite stuff.
Yeah.
Because we'll get to it. But yeah, Max, good job, Max. For keeping it down this episode.
I am shocked that Max was that upset that Danny liked the song.
Because
it seems like production f-ing loves it. And I don't know why.
Well, it's weird that they made this song that's bad, and then they made a bad karaoke video that was so bad they fired someone. And then they're like, let's keep using that song for everything forever. Let's make a sequel to that whole episode, actually. Let's make Sing Song Part 2, Sing Songer. And
Sing Song 2, the flute.
The flutening. And then, but then, like, the only people in the show, like in the kayfabe of the show, who don't like it are the monsters and Max.
And Max.
And probably Taylor. She doesn't say anything about it, but I can tell she's probably like, I would rather not wake up at 6 o'clock because of this song. Then Shayla pops out of the pool, a thing we haven't seen her do in a while. So she jumps out of the pool and they're like, oh, Shayla, you should have seen there was this org and it was playing this. It had a big flute. And it was playing this terrible flute music. And Shayla's like, it had a flute.
Yeah, they say flute so many times. They're like, yeah, it was a big flute monster. If we could have just destroyed the flute so it would stop playing the flute, then we wouldn't have to hear the flute while it plays the flute music.
And Shayla's like, it had a flute, you say? Okay.
And she's like, uh-oh.
Well,
I think I blew it with my boyfriend.
I mean, I think she would love to be blowing his flute.
I almost made that joke earlier, but I didn't want to get banned.
Well, now it's on the table. We cut back down to Cole and Kite, and Cole's like, hey, so for real, where are your parents? Kite's like, I don't know. And he's like, do you know where you're from at all? And Kite's like, well, no.
He did say earlier while he was crying about Shayla's song, Kite did say like something about it being familiar and not like...
But not too familiar.
Yeah. He's like, why do I recognize that song and why does it make me cry?
Why does this bad song make me cry so much?
It's because they keep playing it in every episode in some form and it's bad. That's the answer to those questions.
You probably remember it from the end of the two-parter that was very good otherwise. Right.
The Bumpin' House remake.
Yeah. If it didn't have lyrics. So honestly, the Shayla is the part of this that doesn't hold together. If it didn't have voice or lyric with it, the song is fine.
Yeah.
It's a perfectly cromulent flute song. We don't need Shayla's bad, bad singing over it. I don't think ever. So he's like, oh, well, you don't know where your parents are. Well, I guess we have a lot in common, you know? And then he gets a call and he's like, yeah, I'll be right there. He's like, all right, here's my fudge pop. I'm going to go. You stay right here. Oh, because earlier Kite's like, you're a Power Ranger. He's like, oh, chill out, man. Not so loud.
Yeah, that was, I was trying to remember what that was. That was the part that was like the best acting Cole has done all season.
Yeah, like easily. It was really, really good. So Cole runs off to go to fight Ocarina Man. We're in an office parking lot.
A Kite is just sitting on a bench on a roof somewhere with two fudge pops.
with two half-eaten fudge pops. Like, well, I'm going to eat this one, and this one's going to melt all over my hands.
I don't have
a place to clean these.
He's like, I also have to eat his, or else it will melt.
Well, what are you going to do? So the Rangers get to this office parking lot where all these adults are doing the same dance. It's like the Camaro dance from Majora's Mask, but like not as interesting. And they're like, why can't I stop dancing? I'm so exhausted. I just want to stop. And the Rangers run up and then they start dancing too. Like were they morphed? They weren't morphed when they ran up.
They weren't. It was crazy because Cole was like, hey, don't tell anyone I'm a Power Ranger, you little goober. And then in this scene, they all run through a crowd of people unmorphed and are like, hey, we're the Power Rangers. We're gonna stop you.
And then Shayla, so they all start dancing and they're one quarter doing the dance, three quarters just kind of doing whatever.
They're just like, they start just like, Cole's doing a weird version of the robot, I think, at the beginning.
Taylor, God bless her. I love her so much. She has exactly zero rhythm.
She dances exactly how I thought. Just like a mom.
She dances like a mom. She's doing like little finger wags. She's doing like this thing. Whatever, this little hand that wiggle.
The disco wave.
Yeah, a little disco hand wave. Alyssa's doing like a little bit of some dance. She's like, I used to like dancing. I didn't even see what Danny was doing. Max is like dancing, but he's also doing like just kind of dances.
Yeah, and then they kind of transition into the dance that this makes them do. It just takes them a minute, I guess, because all the power in them.
Right. Max is like, these moves are really outdated. I wish that everyone, instead of like everyone doing this one bad choreographed dance, I wish it would have just made everyone dance uncontrollably Like, they were like, just dance. Just, like, whatever you feel. No matter how bad it is, just dance.
When I say the word dance, just do whatever that makes you think.
Yeah, here, we're going to put on some something that bumps, and just feel it out. And just no matter how terrible their dance was. Because the worse, the better, right?
Yeah.
But instead, they're like, everybody else gets a choreographed dance. The Rangers can do a little bit, not that, but then they'll slowly transition to it. But then Taylor still will not have the moves down, so she's just kind of doing her thing.
She didn't learn the choreography.
Shayla calls them, and she's like, Cole, what are you doing? And he's like, we can't stop dancing. We got caught. We thought he could only do this to kids, but it's everybody now. And so then, so she's like, okay, well, I'll try to figure something out. And then Merrick appears from behind a tree like he's a vampire.
Yeah, he's like, hello, I've been watching you all morning. We didn't sing, we didn't do our sing song, and so I've been doing a look watch.
And then we cut from there. Do we cut? No. So he's like, I like being around you, but like, I'm from olden times and I miss living in a house made of rocks. And so like being around not houses made of rocks or whatever. He's hard.
He says basically, like, coming back to the Animarium is hard for me because it reminds me of 3,000 years ago and how things used to be and how they can't be like that anymore, right? Basically.
And Shayla's like, oh, not for one second before right now had I ever considered your feelings even a little bit.
I never once thought about how you were doing.
So, like, solid foundation for this relationship.
You selfish dink.
Hey, Merrick, I don't like you very much, but you need to get out of there. This is not going to end well for you, yeah. I don't think.
Yeah.
So he's like, cool. And then she's like, oh, right, the Rangers, we need to go do something.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, I forgot the Power Rangers are about to die.
So we cut back to the Power Rangers doing their dances. Ocarina Man's music is bad, but at least it's interesting. It kind of sounds like... It sounds like video game music.
Yeah, I think it's only bad because they put some, like, weird filters on it. And they, like, they did the opposite of auto-tune on parts of it.
They did auto-detune. I think it's done purposely, but, like, the timing is kind of weird. Like, yeah. It does this first bit that makes sense. And then the second time is like the same thing again, but like they miss a note or something. So it just like on purpose sounds a little worse. But like other than that, like it's pretty fun. I would play a video game with this music going on.
Oh, yeah.
And then later on, we'll get like a deeper version, which I think actually sounds good. And I don't know why everyone's mad about it in the show. Other than the fact that it's mind controlling everybody. Then we hear the deer song start playing and it breaks the spell because it canonically is so bad that it physically hurts Ocarina Man. I don't know why we needed to have 40 minutes of this song in this episode.
I don't know. I hate this little battle of the bands that they do.
Oh, God. It's so bad.
But so their song like is so overpowering that it breaks the dancing spell. And then Mandalok shows up and is like, cut it out, and shoots Shayla off the bridge.
Yep. Well, shoots her on the bridge. She doesn't fall off the bridge.
Right.
She gets like knocked down. And so the music starts. Also, we cut somewhere to Kite. Kite hears the music and is like, oh, that song again.
Mandalok also saw Kite up on like a bridge or a rooftop somewhere and was like, hey, there's that little kid. I'm going to eat him.
That's in a minute.
Okay.
Maybe it's in like a minute from now. But yeah, them and Toxic and Jindrax see Kite and are like, that kid's always around the Power Rangers all of a sudden. We should do something about that. The Rangers are dancing because the music starts playing again. The bad music. And Max is straight up doing Thriller. And it's amazing.
Yeah, I love he's like, you know what? This is my time.
I'm gonna go into it.
He does so, like, he doesn't just do like the hand part, he does the little like
he does the shoulder the shake shoulder and shimmy. Like the yeah. It's yeah, good.
Very good.
So then the Deer Zord just shows up and, like, breaks the flute, I guess.
Yeah, he's so mad that he didn't get his whole song this morning.
All 48 solid minutes of it.
That he just shoots, not the monster, just the flute.
Just the flute. Could have probably done a little more damage if you would have hit the monster, too, but hey, here we are. And then, so the Deer Zord is there, And Shayla and Merrick are there, and Shayla's like, "Oh, it wanted to hear the song, ha ha ha," and Merrick's like, "Oh, I thought it was just because it wanted to hear me playing the flute," and Shayla pushes him off a bridge.
Merrick, my dude,
get out of this relationship.
Shayla she's very toxic.
This is bad for you.
Yeah.
She's straight up, you make a joke about how like the same joke she made where she's like, it only wanted to hear my singing. And then he's like, well, maybe it just wanted to hear my flute. And she's like, how about fuck you? And shoves him off a bridge.
He's like, I will kill you.
And it's like it's an accident.
Yeah, I mean,
but she did shove him off a bridge.
It's played like, oh, you dummy. But like,
oopsie.
She shoved him so hard that he stumbled back and fell off a bridge. Like, that's not an accident. Shayla's not that accidentally strong.
No. So he's falling off this bridge. He morphs midair, lands on his feet as the Wolf right. Ranger, which is very good. He's like, hey, I'm fine.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm fine. And Shayla's on the bridge like, oh, thank God. And in her head, she's like, damn it.
Damn it. This could have been it. If you don't, if just break up with him. You're both not having a good time in this relationship. The Rangers all morph. There's a fight. This fight is very long, and I just checked right out.
Yeah, me too. Bella came into the living room at this point and was like, should I get on the couch? And I spent, I guess, the entire Zord portion of this episode trying to convince her, yes, she should get on the couch.
So the Zord portion that happens in a minute is, like, interesting until I hate it, but for what it, like, implies. But the whole regular fight, I just completely checked out of. Eventually, they salad slash it. This is also when the Dukes see the see Kite. They're right. Like, that little kid's hanging out with Power Rangers. Get him.
He runs off, right?
Yeah, he runs off. They do the salad slash. They're like, Toxica, grow him. So they do the seed and he grows. And they're like, all right, Zord time. Wild Zords, descend. And nothing happens.
It makes the noise, but then he the flute monster starts playing his giant flute song.
His incredibly deep bassy version, which actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's nice. Soothing. Soothing in like a weird, creepy way.
Yeah, in like a you gotta get 10 tokens kind of way. Like, quick, find the hidden chest in this area.
You have 2 minutes.
30 seconds on the clock. Over to Mo Mo. Those are two different games entirely. what if Michael Malley ran Double Dare?
I would watch it. That's what.
I watched the hell out of it. New Hampshire Zone. Nashua Zone. Mike O'Malley. He's from freaking Nashua.
He's a Nashua treasure.
Love him. He starts playing a song, and Merrick's like, our Zords can't hear the call. And then we see some, like, lights float up, and the Zords come down. But what's this? They're not regular style Zords. No,
they're all a little different.
It's the regular Zords, but, like, they are the, what's that Vanilla Ice song? Ice Ice Baby version.
Yeah.
Not the Under Pressure version.
So I.
That little bit changed.
I figured out what, like, most of them were. I don't know exactly which bird is the not eagle. It could be anything. It could be any bird.
I think it's probably like a condor.
Or yeah, or like a hawk maybe.
It's either Operation Condor 2. Armor of God or Armor of God 2 Operation Condor.
Yeah, and then the shark is a sawnose shark, which is the goofiest real life shark I think you could
easily
see.
Easily. It looks like it's going, hey.
The tiger is either like a jaguar or a cheetah or something.
Yeah, I think it's a jaguar. It's not like leaner. It feels like leaner.
Yeah.
I would be like, that's probably a cheetah, but I think it's a jaguar.
And then the bison's probably a bull. It's just another big, like, cow-like animal with horns.
Yeah, it's got these weird spiral horns that I really like.
But the lion is exactly the same, but it's black and not red.
It's a black lion instead of a red lion.
So, like, all
black lions are real. Have you ever seen a black lion?
No.
They're amazing. They look great.
I did not know that was a real thing.
Yeah, they're pretty rare. I think they're about as rare as the albino white lions.
Oh, that could be, because I know that happens to squirrels too. Sometimes they're just like jet black.
Yeah,
there used to be one in my neighborhood, not here, but like way back in the way back time in the Massachusetts time. Yeah.
They're all slightly different, and then the lion is like, I got dirty. I was working on my car earlier, and now my face is all dirty.
So I'm curious to see what animal they try to convince us the black lion is.
I think they're just going to call it the black lion, because I don't know what else they could say,
that's true, because it's literally the same. It's got a mane. It's a palette swap.
Yeah. So they're like, whoa, these are different Zords. And even the orgs are like, those aren't the regular Zords. And then they all combined. And, oh, it's Animus.
Yeah. Everybody poops their pants about Animus, who just stands there. Does he shoot the flute monster? Or is he just...
He pulls out a giant bow and arrow and shoots just the flute, which lets the Rangers summon their regular... They summon the Isis Zord.
I could not remember for the life of me in this episode, so I'm going to ask you if you remember. When he appeared in the past, did he say words?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the past, I think maybe, but he said stuff to Zenaku / Merrick, and he said something else other time.
Remember,
Zenaku. But this time he shows up and just like dead silent, shoots a big arrow. And the worst part is, I think the Animus Zord actually looks pretty dope.
It
I wish they would have done
cool.
something cooler with it.
The arrow is the shark's nose.
Yeah. And I'm assuming the bow is like the wings from the condor or something like that. Yeah. But it looks cool, but unfortunately it's just Animus. So he light arrows the flute, Ranger summon the Isis Zord. They fight for 1 second, and then they grab it with the antlers, and they're like, antler crush, and then they throw it. Not really a crush, more of a toss. But that kills it. So
they got it.
Got him. Then the Rangers are all like in a line, and there's Animus in the sky. Like not like – like when he showed up earlier was like just like his chest. And it's like,
yeah,
I'm a god, so I'm in the sky like that. Not like they're not talking to the big robot that's there. They're like, Animus, thank you. What are you doing? And Animus just turns around and walks away and fades away.
Yeah.
And then Taylor's like, because Merrick's like, I saw him die 3,000 years ago.
I literally saw Master Org murder him.
Kill that guy. And Taylor's like, well, how is he in the present then? And Merrick's like, I don't know. Let's ask Animus. Oh, he's gone. Oh, I don't know. We'll never know. Merrick demorphs and starts walking away. And Taylor's like, Merrick, the deer song tomorrow? I know today went pretty bad, but do you want to do a deer song again tomorrow? And he's like, he doesn't say anything because I think he's thinking like, man, I got to get out of this somehow.
He's like, I know I don't want anything less than to do the deer song tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I would rather chew on light bulbs instead if I could do that. And then Cole's like, oh, you guys go back to the animarium. I'll meet up with you. And he runs back to go find Kite, and he goes back to the bench, and the bench is there, but Kite is gone. And that's the end of the episode.
I do want to point out, because I don't think we mentioned it, Toxica and Jindrax are covered in bandages because they had their power siphoned.
I didn't notice that. Are they?
Yeah, they both have head wraps.
Of course, they're injured.
And Toxica has like, I'm not like full cast. They only come like halfway up the wrist, but her hands are like taped.
Oh,
but they still have like all of their regular abilities. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I think they're just like, I don't know, physically wounded instead of their energy drained, it looks like. No one ever else gets bandages when their energy gets drained. So anyway, that's the end of the episode. Josh, I started. What's the best?
Max dancing the Thriller.
I think I'm going to give it to Cole, like Cole's scenes with Kite. Because Kite's still like a kid and he's not a great actor. But Cole's like, good acting.
Yeah.
Like, it's good acting. So I think that's the best. What's the worst?
Oh, the song is back. We can't escape the damn song. And it's so loud that at least one entire city of people have to deal with it every single morning.
Can you imagine if every morning Suicidal Tendencies Institutionalized played over your city?
I'd move.
At 6, I would leave the country.
I would get out of there.
I would call the farthest person away I know and be like, can you hear the song coming from heaven when you get up?
I don't know why. Like, I don't know why Suicidal Tendencies is the song. But we just,
because it's the worst song ever made.
Well, no, I know why you picked it. But like in the kayfabe of the story, be like, I don't know why this is happening to me.
They're not going to heaven. That was mean. That was too mean. I don't know them. Yeah, I why? Who knows? Just to punish me. But yeah, I would call up whoever lives the farthest away, and I'd be like, "Oh, is hi, Annie Creighton is the Pacific Northwest? Do you hear suicidal tendencies institutionalized every morning when you wake up?
Promptly at sunrise."
And she was like, "No." I'd be like, "Cool, I'm moving over there. Are there any cool, cheap places to live?" So yeah, that is the worst. Who's the MVP?
Cole.
I'm gonna say it's Max.
Ah, see, we swapped.
That's why I didn't give him the best.
That's
earlier.
Why I didn't give it to Cole. I have a question. Sure. Maybe it's a final thought in the episode.
Yeah, well, hey, we're here anyway.
Do we think Kite is animus?
Now, yes. Last time I was like, I don't know what exactly is going on, because he's definitely that kid that was in heaven that was like, all right, now die, Power Rangers.
Yeah, I was going to say that also tracks, because if animus died, then his boy soul would be trapped in limbo. Soul.
And when the Rangers came back to Earth, he, like, hitchhiked. His soul hitchhiked on theirs. So it's back now because of that.
But that also took his memories, because that portal wasn't for him.
No, yeah. So his memory stayed in heaven. but then after the episode where, like, there's all the little, like, Zord statues, I was like, oh, maybe he's, like, a descendant of the Guardians or something. And... Or something. But now I'm pretty sure he's Animus.
Were those Zord statues the Zords of Animus?
Yeah, because the bull one had the spiral.
Right.
And then there was just a lion there.
Yeah.
Also, when they all come together, it just kind of looks like the statue in the Pokemon games that you're like, is that a Kangaskhan? Is that a...
Right, yeah. It's
is that a Rhyhorn? What is that?
This is a Pokemon statue.
This is a statue of what would happen if you averaged all the Pokemon together. Now it'd probably be a fish, because there's so many water.
There's
Pokemon.
A lot.
I don't think... We're about to talk about the new Pokemon game on a different podcast, so I'll save it. But yeah, I do think Eryutan 2 is Animus. Now we got to rank it.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So, just like kind of a starting point. Better or worse than Sing Song?
Better than Sing Song.
I agree. How much better than Sing Song would you say?
Hang on, let me get down there. So you're asking me, is it better than Never Give Up or not?
Is it better than Never Give Up or not? Because I don't think it is.
I don't think so either. I think Never Give Up, as frustrating as it was, has like... A story and a through line, where this episode starts with like Shayla and Merrick are going to be at odds, and like getting them back together is going to be what they need to do.
Yeah, a thing no one wants to see, not even Merrick.
But it's like that's what the Power Rangers are going to have to make that happen so that they can beat the monster. But instead, they just do it on their own.
Yeah.
And then, like the first
God
half of,
helps.
Yeah,
them.
And the first half of the episode is almost inconsequential.
Yeah, like the worst part about Animus is that it negates everything that happened. Because, like, well, Deus Ex Machina, I feel like, can work sometimes.
Yeah,
but
that
not...
happens every time Animus shows up. He just fixes everything.
Yeah, like, and like it's not even cool. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, neat, new Zords that are all kind of like the ancient forms of the regular Zords. And, like, Animus looks cool. And then it just shoots and is like, my work here is done. Like, well, what did that have to do with the flute? Like,
right.
Okay. I think the deer could have maybe stuck around and grabbed the big flute with his grabby antlers and then done something that way, but all right. Animus is here. So yeah, I think it's worse to Never Give Up. So coming in at number 27 of 28 entries, the flute. All right, that's going to do it for us for today. On Friday, we're going to be watching an episode called Team Carnival. Claire Mulcairn's going to be back for that. We read the description.
Yep. And boy, are we excited about this.
I cannot wait to watch this episode. So we will see you on Friday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you. Forgot what the call was.
I also did too. That's why I stopped for a second. I was like,
you mentioned Lost Galaxy. I'm like, Go Galactic.
I just like Jodie Sweetin.
I never.